This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
What happens now? Now that the House has said no to a spending plan just ahead of a possible government shutdown, Republican Tom Cole of Oklahoma says Democrats were against a bill that has items they previously supported.
You consider legislation one piece at a time. There's not a single thing in here that you oppose, except maybe the debt limit extension, which is the same debt limit extension you supported 2 years ago.
But Democrats fired back at Republicans, House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries.
For decades, the Republican Party has lectured America about fiscal responsibility, about the debt and the deficit. It's always been phony. This bill proves it.
Millions of us are hitting the road for the holidays.
Get ready for some of the most crowded times on the roads and at airports. AAA spokesperson Aixa Diaz says the number of people traveling for the holidays is expected to top the previous holiday season high that was set in 2019.
What we are expecting is an overall total record of 119 million travelers, and specifically the airline passengers, air travel. That's also a new record of 7.85 million.
Diaz says people are experiencing a sort of post-pandemic psychological shift, valuing visiting family and friends a lot more than they did before. AAA says about 90% of Americans traveling far from home over the holidays will be in cars. Donna Warder, Washington.
U.S. diplomats are in Syria this morning, and they'll try to get information about American journalist Austin Tice, who disappeared in Syria in 2012. A Russian missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, this morning killed at least one person, say officials. Moscow says it was payback for a Ukrainian strike on Russian soil. This is AP News. There's news about weight loss drugs.
The Food and Drug Administration says knockoff versions of two blockbuster obesity and diabetes pills must come off the market. The FDA says shortages nationwide of Zepbound and Mounjaro have been resolved, and there's no need for any copycats. Zepbound treats obesity. Mounjaro is approved for diabetes. Both drugs are part of the GLP-1 class that has shown unprecedented results for helping people shed weight. Competing drugs from Novo Nordisk, Wegovy, and Ozempic remain on the FDA shortage list. With demand for these drugs booming, companies like Hims and Roe have jumped into the market, selling cheaper versions online. People can usually get a month's supply for several hundred dollars. Businesses selling copycats of Zepbound and Mounjaro have 60 to 90 days to phase out their products. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.